neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom. It comes to her dear husband, Yitzhak Avinu Alayhi Shalom, and she tells him, you know, I think it's the time that Yaakov Avinu, our son, our young son, how old was he? 63 years old, you should get married. So then she's complaining about the wives of Esav, and then Shalom and Israel, and then he goes to his da'i house, to his uncle house. So now, what was the main reason that Yerachim Menu came to Yitzhak Avinu? What was the main reason? Thank you, Baruch. It's not true. Right. What was the main reason? The main reason?
To give the blessing of the Abraham.
No!
Look at Elisha.
No?
Look at Elisha.
To do what?
To get married.
No! No, no, no. Why, you didn't listen to Raya Torah last week? When you got the Yivraim, in the end of the parasha, Yivraim Menu was informed. How? Through her Ruach HaKodesh, that what? Chazaku Baruch. Not Chazaku Baruch. Yeah. Because he says that Esav Amar Belibo, that I'm going to get rid of my brother. So then Yivraim Menu was informed through Shamayim. So now she goes to her husband. And what does she say? How come she doesn't say, I had a Ruach HaKodesh, that our other son is going to kill the other son? How come she didn't say that?
Because Ruach HaKodesh didn't go to the son. He went to
the son. Fine, but she should go to Yitzchak and say that I was informed through my Ruach HaKodesh that Esav is going to kill Yaakov. But she doesn't say anything like that. It's already fire is created.
Maybe she doesn't want to do tzar to Yitzchak.
Why?
To know that his son want to kill the other son.
But Yitzchak Avinu doesn't know. But when he says Vayecharad, Yitzchak Hadagelolah, Salam Umarav, you know, and all of that. So now, explain a very beautiful message. And that it says, let's say Yivraim Menu would go to Yitzchak and says, you know what happened? It was in front of my Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, that Esav is going to kill Yaakov. How would that look? Why?
Because my thing is, how come Esav didn't get that Ruach HaKodesh? They shitted you.
No, that's not the point. But just imagine your wife that comes to you and says, I have Ruach HaKodesh. What do you feel? Look, why?
How come I don't know?
That's the thing.
That means you would feel that she's better than you. Exactly. No? Look at this, the Gadlut of Yivraim Menu Alayhi Shalom. She doesn't tell Yitzhak Avinu, I had Ruach HaKodesh. She was so modest, so senua. She just finds excuse to
let
Yaakov Avinu Shalom go. See what a madriga, what a greatness that Yivraim Menu had. Instead of coming to Yitzhak Avinu and saying, I had Ruach HaKodesh. I was informed through Shamayim that such a terrible thing is going to happen. Chas v'shalom. She keeps it quiet. She goes, it's a time that our young son should get married. You have to send them to our uncle.
Laban.
Yeah. See what the galut Yivraim Menu Alayhi Shalom had. Zeh Hashem Sechuta Yemarin Kol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.